This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about our trips to Dovetail, the Sourfest in Indiana, and we have a ton of events happening on Saturday, April 8th, so get ready for that. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And back again in the studio. More beer to talk about. It's almost like they just keep making this stuff, man. How are we supposed to keep up?
We're a drinking town, Brad.
I guess so. So we have to be a drinking podcast. Welcome to the show. If this is your first time listening, what we do here is we talk about the beers we're drinking, talk about the events we made it to, and about events coming up that you should be checking out and that hopefully we make it to as well.
Right on.
Kicking things as always, we are drinking some local beer, and we got a new one from Weiner Beer Company.
Yeah, we do, man, and they've got some fun cans coming out of the back of the Yards neighborhood. This is the plant out there, not too far from Sox Park.
Yeah.
It looks like Meow is a Belgian wheat ale that they aged in Cabernet barrels for 10 months.
Yeah, it comes in at 6.5%, so kind of not want to say big beer, but it packs a little bit of a punch because it goes down so smooth.
I really dig this beer, man.
The first time I'm having this is now, and I just have to say this could be a new favorite.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, it's got the, you know, that the orange and orange flavors in it, and, you know, like it's heavier like a wheat ale would be.
Yeah.
But then it's got, like, elements of, like, a wild ale, too.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Because, yeah, it makes me think of, it's got, like, a little bit of that juiciness, like a tangerine or something going on, and maybe that's the Cabernet barrels kind of adding something. I don't know. It just feels, like, so flavorful, and the can design is awesome.
Yeah, it's soft and fruity and delicious.
Just like a kitty cat.
Oh, yeah, check out this can, man. So I'm looking at the cans. So the cats are all like spectators in some sort of event where, like, you know, the mouse is like chasing a cannon of cheese, and there's a pigeon who's like who's like manning the cannon of cheese.
I guess so. Yeah.
There's a lot going on in this can. So, but yeah, it's a good beer.
Yeah. So that's Weiner Beer Company. Someday I will make it there to visit their.
I'd like to go out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been.
So cool. We'll keep sipping on these. Green cans as we move on. So this past week, we made it to some good events.
Yeah, we did.
I made it over to Dovetail once again.
Right on.
This is my second time there. First time, I don't know, I wasn't in the right mood for it. I wasn't feeling it.
The crew up in Ravenswood that kind of focuses on like German and Belgian ales, kind of, right?
Yeah. So yeah. I stopped up there with Sergio Salgado.
Right on.
And he was just in Germany, so he was like craving those beers.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can want to meet up at Beguile or Dovetail because they're both right there.
Was he that guy at the bar? Like, tell me how this Rausch beer tastes because I just got back from Germany. Was he that
guy? It tastes so fresh there.
He was that guy?
Yeah. But it was really good. They had their Pilsner, which is fantastic, and had their lager, I want to say. I like the Pilsner a lot better. We sat at the bar. That's a cool spot. You can bring their dog in there.
Yeah.
It's a dog-friendly bar. I think Beguile is, too, but I've seen a lot of dogs in Dovetail. So.
Yeah, they take a lot of pride in that. When you do the tour there, they got that water machine that kind of replicates water styles from around the world.
Yeah.
And it's the only place I've been on a tour where the first thing they hand you on the tour is like a glass of these waters. Like compare Chicago water to like water that mimics, you know, Pilsen or something, you know.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I haven't done the tour there. I've only drank the beer.
So, yeah, you were kind of on the fence about it, but it sounds like you're warming up to the idea because people seem to dig.
Yeah, I think it was just the time, the day I went there, I wasn't feeling it that day. I wasn't like, so I think that soured my experience on it. But this time I was like, yeah, those beers are good. I would go back again. I didn't make it over to Beguile, even though that's like right around the corner. I wanted to go there and pick up some cans, but that didn't end up happening. So I did that. And then the other spot I hit up was Whole Foods, you know, gotta do some grocery shopping, but it's really not that exciting to mention it, but they have KBS on tap.
Yeah, they're changing their format to like really focus on beers. Like they have a very strong like draft beer presence now.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of the Whole Foods do. It's really weird to say, but.
Mm-hmm. I think it was last week we talked about KBS getting released.
Yeah.
And so they were one of the spots that I guess they did an event because they had, I want to say like 10 Founders beers on taps. KBS was one of them. Yeah. You could buy four packs. I didn't pick up any four packs, but I was like, well, I got to have a snifter of it or whatever.
I'm already here.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. And it's here. That doesn't happen too often. We're not here together.
I can't tell you the last time I've had it on tap.
So, it was tasting great.
Yeah.
It definitely, I sat at the bar and drank. I didn't walk around and do it, but I drank it pretty quickly and it hits you like, because it's a big beer.
Yeah, they're doing, they got Caves in Grand Rapids. So that's like, that's their big barrel aged stout with like coffee and chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We happened to do a vertical of KBS this weekend.
Okay.
It was 14, 16, and 17. So not a proper vertical. But yeah, that was one of the first beers that I really got excited about, you know, that I go out of my way to go get, you know.
Okay.
Like a true rock star beer, you know. Yeah. 16 was pouring really good for me when I had the 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we ended up dumping 14, but 17 was nice, but we were assholes too. You know, we were just like saving room for some other stuff. So we're like, well, we don't like it. Let's just get rid of it.
Yeah, this isn't worth our time. Get it out of here.
but you know, it's good to see KBS out. I'd like to try some on draft and just do some comparisons. You know,
check out the Whole Foods on Kinsbury over there.
Oh, right by Goose.
Yeah,
and Benny's. Mm-hmm. Right on.
Now I know the new Whole Foods opened here. Down on Ashland and like Belmont, so I think they're supposed to have a similar kind of beer program as well. So maybe worth checking out for people in the area.
Yeah, good old Kentucky Breakfast Stout is back.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those were, I think, the only couple things I hit up. I wanted to hit up the Haymarket thing over at Map Room on Monday, but it was raining and I just didn't make it over there.
Yeah,
it was wet.
Sounds like a good idea till it's time to go.
Yeah.
You're like, eh.
And I'm like, I kind of want to do dinner, and it's raining.
I want somebody to just tell me. We need, like, field correspondence.
Yeah.
Kind of want somebody to tell me how this went.
Yeah, you can phone in and, like, let us know. Like,
let us know if you're at an event. Let us know if it was dope or not, you know, if the beer sucked, if it was great, you know.
Mm-hmm. So how about you? Did you make it to – you made it to a couple things because I saw some good pictures on our Facebook page.
Yeah, for sure. I got out a little bit, man. I think my week started at Rev Kedzie. Revolution Brewing for the C2E2. They have a cosplay event, like a little costume contest.
Oh, cool.
And they host a party there every year. So C2E2 is next month. And they make one of the heroes, I believe Galaxy Hero, for that event. So they had a party to celebrate that.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah. So they got the whole League of Heroes now. It's like a variety of 12-pack. You know, there's I can't name them all, but Local Hero, Amarillo Hero is a new one, Galaxy Hero.
So you can buy a 12-pack of it?
You buy a 12-pack of cans right there. Jukebox Hero, that's the black IPA.
Is that going to be in stores too?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So
maybe
League of Heroes, man.
Maybe we'll have to.
Oh, an Anti-Hero, the original.
Yeah, we'll have to get a case of it and just go through all 12.
I think we should,
yeah.
Because I think it's, you know, there's going to be at least like 4 or 5 different ones in there.
Okay, next time I'm going to look for it.
And then, yeah, so C2E2, so, you know, all the nerds are, you know, wearing different costumes. You know, I think I saw, like, Wayne and Garth. I think I saw, you know, some characters from, like, Game of Thrones. The actual Galaxy Hero was there taking photos with everybody.
Oh, nice, okay.
And that was cool. They were playing Star Trek. The OG Star Trek, you know, Captain Kirk and, you know, Spock and those guys.
Funny, yeah.
It was good. All I had was Death by Plums. You know, the it's their Imperial Stout, Deeth's Tar.
Right.
But this is the plum variant of that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I honestly meant to just order, you know,
A little taster?
I meant to order a taster, ended up getting the whole thing. I'm like, and I had to cruise with it. It was just too much. I mean, I'm not into plums like that. You know?
That's too many plums.
It was fine. I was just like, I just wanted 5 ounces, and I didn't tell her. So I ended up with only one beer, and I cruised all night. Oh, but cheers to Shawnimals, man. It's the it's a plushie company, and he's a local guy, and they made little jukebox hero plushies.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. You know?
Awesome.
So yeah, it's like he's got on the space outfit. He's got the hop head. You know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, he's super adorable. He's sitting at my desk. I'm very excited about that.
That's cool.
So yeah.
So that was over at the Kedzie Brewery.
Yeah, that was at Kedzie.
Nice. Cool. Anything else? You were out in Indiana.
Oh yeah, and then I spent the rest of the week in Indiana. Yeah, so we'll start with Michigan City. So Michigan City, there's this casino and spa out there called Blue Chip.
Okay.
So this is their 7th annual, it's a preview for their 7th annual craft beer fest. It's called Blue Chip Brew Fest.
Okay.
Right? So they said it started with 700 people 7 years ago, and now they're up to 2,500 people.
Okay. It's not bad.
Yeah. So I just kind of see it as a chance to get to, like, all these breweries right over the border that really don't get distro here. You know, so, like, let's see, New Oberfalls was there, Shoreline. Was there Shoreline in Imperial Raspberry is really amazing. It's a gold at FOBAB a few years ago.
Okay. Yeah, Shoreline's a good brewery that kind of fell off the radar with all the new Chicago breweries. It got pushed out of the scene, I guess.
Yeah, so you take the Chicago Skyway, you can get over there maybe in like a little less than like 90 minutes or so.
Okay.
A couple other breweries that I ran into was, let's see, we talked about New Oberfalls. There was Burnham Brewing. We talked about Shoreline. Oh, and then there was Zorn. Zorn's a new one. And they really did a good job. So there's 85 breweries at this thing. But then when you go to the preview, they primarily just have all the Michigan City breweries. Right?
Okay.
Right. So you get a chance to preview those guys. So that was pretty fun.
Nice.
St. John's, Malt Brothers. The best beer there was that Shoreline Imperial Raspberry, though. I'm not going to lie.
So when's the actual event? Because this was just the preview event.
Oh, the actual event is this weekend.
Okay.
It'll be like a noon event, like noon to 4. And there's 3 price points, and that'll be in Michigan City.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I would say check it out. Oh, and One Trick Pony, man. Shout out to One Trick Pony.
Oh, One Trick Pony, yeah.
Yeah, because they're in Lansing. They brought they got the brand new Crowler system, so they brought, Scotch Ale and a double IPA.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then you worked your way over to Bloomington?
Close. Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because for the 7th annual Upland Wild Funk Fest.
Okay.
Yeah. So this space, so, you know, like you said, they're in Bloomington, but the space is, it's an art center in Indianapolis. And dude, it looked just like the Bridgeport Art Center. I started getting choked up. It reminded me of FOBAB, man.
That's weird. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is great. So then you get to Indianapolis. And we were talking how, you know, a lot of these beers that you see, this was a $100 ticket. A lot of these beers you see are going to be like the $35, $40 bottle at the store. So it was a good chance to just try those breweries. So out the gate, I tried, you know, Wicked Weed, all the ones I wanted to hit. Wicked Weed, Cascade, McKellar. McKellar has some nice ones.
Okay.
Floyd's was the first one to kick. They had this Molten Mirrors, which is a sour.
Oh, I didn't peach, know they had.
I didn't even know they were
sour beers. Yeah.
I saw Danny from Three Floyds there, and she's like, "Hey," I'm like, "What are you doing here?" She's like, "We just kicked. That's probably why you didn't see our booth." They closed down shop, and they were partying with us like 2 hours into the fest.
That's the way to do it, right? Have a beer that everyone likes, sell out, and then be like, "Sweet, now I get to try all this other stuff."
Yeah, it was great, man. I really dug the Cascade stuff. Oh, but then I saw our buddy Tom Corder from Penrose Brewery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was one of the few guys that I noticed there pouring his stuff. He had one that I really dug called, they had a Wild 10, and this was a vanilla version of Wild 10. So it's basically a sour red that sat in whiskey barrels with vanilla beans.
Mm.
So it's a really bizarre ride, man, because it kind of smells like, you know, a bright, fruity, sour ale, and then it dives into this vanilla and bourbon goodness when you drink it. It was It was really strange, but it was fun.
Nice.
It was really fun. That was one of my favorite ones. And then Tom actually referred me to a crew called Green Bench from St. Petersburg, Florida. And they had a couple beers. They had a grapefruit IPA, which was nice. But then they also had something called a Sleeping Dragon. It was their collaboration with the crew in Austin, Jester King.
Yeah, okay.
So it was a sour blonde aged in wine barrels with dragon fruit, the Sleeping Dragon.
Cool.
And that was fantastic.
Huh.
So yeah, this was a good party, man. My favorite part was that they give you these well, there was a really killer outdoor space that was really kind of thoughtful too. Like, you know, as far as like it had art in mind.
Was it nice enough you could go outside?
Yeah, and it was like 55 degrees that day. Oh, but the tasting glass is like a stemless wine glass, and then it's got like a little dent on the side where you can rest your thumb, so you don't slip out. You know, your glass doesn't fall.
Oh, okay, you know? That's fancy.
Yeah, it was nice. It was plastic, but
never mind that.
But this was a good party, man. I was very excited that I got to attend, man.
Would you say it was worth the, if someone was paying $100 to go there, was it worth it to try these beers that you said were like, they're like $40 a bottle?
Oh, I would say so. Uh-huh. I would say so. I mean, because they really, these guys, the Upland guys, you know, they have the Secret Barrel Society, and, you know, they were pouring a lot of beers that they typically just save for the Secret Barrel Society. Yeah, so when you combine that with the fact that, you know, all these other breweries are really kind of hard to come by.
Yeah.
You know, like McKellar had like their spot in series on, you know, and there's a spot in cherry and a spot in carrot, you know, and a spot in, you know, beet.
Okay.
You know, like, but these are like really, really small batches, like all this stuff. So from that standpoint, I would say it's worth checking out. And then it gives you an excuse to get out and go to Indy, where you can try a bunch of new breweries too.
All right. So. I guess that's something you don't really think about going to these festivals. And sometimes we're like, oh man, that one's $50 or $45. But that's like five beers at like a brew pub or something.
Yeah.
Or how many, like that's only like four packs or six packs. You would only get to have four beers. So if you look at it that way, like how many things you get to sample and try and kind of knock off and know, like, oh, now I love the Meow. I'm going to pick that up. Or I love this brewery that I didn't know about. I can try them now and not risk the $40 or $20.
You bring up a good point. I mean, because, you know, we've been to, you know, countless parties, but I don't think I've ever been to a party that just focused on sour beers, a festival where there's 40, you know, and then there's like, it's a cool kind of hip space, you know, just like decked in wood. It's two levels. You know, we walked in and there's like, there's only 10 breweries, and we're like, well, this kind of sucks. Where's the rest of the party? And you go upstairs, and it's hopping. It's like an old school like house party. You know what I mean? Like,
that's cool.
It was a really good vibe. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So that was Indiana. Did you made it to another brewery here, a local one, Prairie Craft?
Oh yeah, up in what was that? Buffalo Grove.
Buffalo Grove.
Yeah. So cheers to those guys. They're doing their 1 year anniversary party in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we hung out with the Prairie Craft guys. We did like a little video pod.
That's up on Chicago Beer Geeks.
It's up on the Chicago Beer Geeks website, and then those guys, they focus on they had an IPA and a pale that were both really good. Their anniversary beer is going to be like a bourbon imperial brown ale.
Nice.
Which was good. And they're barely a year old. So we're trying to work out something with those guys because, you know, they want to do a version of the Brew Bus Tour, but, you know, because they're not that far from Tight Head.
Okay.
And then there's like a third brewery, like, you know, Lake Bluff or even.
There's a couple in between.
The one on Half Day Road.
Yeah. That's Brandon Bozier's place. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a nice cluster.
Half Day Brewing? That might be called Half Day Brewing.
I think it might be called Half Day Brewing. Yeah.
That's what it's called. Whoops.
Yeah. I mean, there's a nice cluster up there. So, like, you know, traditional, you know, industrial park, you know, the top five styles you can think of, and, you know, just having a place where you can make beer and call your own. The locals were doing like some kind of mac and cheese contest. You know, you put in $1 next to the one you like. And if you like the whole bowl, you put in $5, get a whole bowl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was cool.
Nice.
Yeah. That kind of place, I liked it because it lets beer do what beer is supposed to do. You know, like no frills, just kind of, you know, hey, you live around here, come here, bring your food, gather, drink, you know, chill.
Nice.
You
know? That's cool. Yeah, so check out that episode too and get a little behind the scenes with the brewer and kind of see the space a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, I feel like we did a solid job this week
checking
some stuff out. We should get into the events that are happening this week that are coming up. There's quite a few. It didn't seem like it at first, but then it started to add up a lot on Saturday.
Yeah.
But even before that, what do we got?
Let's see. So Where are we now? Man, I'm caught off guard.
Tuesday the 4th.
Thank you. Recording? Tuesday the 4th. I appreciate that. Blue Chip Brew Fest, we talked about that. That's on Saturday. That is the VIP is $100, and there's a $75 option. General admission is $40 for that. Okay. That's 85 breweries. That's almost 2,500 people, that party.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on Saturday.
Also on Saturday, over at Hop Leaf, is this Saison Day. It's their 4th annual Saison Day. That kicks off, I believe, at 12. It's going to have Allagash there. A couple other breweries just kind of pouring Saison, mm-hmm. kind of just celebrating that style and just like featuring what it's all about. So check that out. That should be a pretty easy to just hop in there. And you might get to see some Allagash stuff that you don't usually see. So that's definitely cool. So that's Saturday the 8th also.
Yeah. Shout out to Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Hello. Three Sheeps is partying. It's their 5-year anniversary up there. Matt Tanaka, who used to be at Lakeshore, he's part of the rebrand project up there with the Three Sheeps guys. Yeah, I've actually never had their stuff. I see it all the time. Have you had their stuff?
I feel like I've had it at a festival or two or some sort of event. But
yeah, so they're doing. They got a new tap room, a new brand. You know, the new look is the okay. new brand, and it's also their 5th-year party. So that's also April 8th at 11 a.m.
Then this event is sold out, but it sounded pretty cool. I wanted to mention it just for maybe future points that you could put on your calendar. It's the Chicago Reader Brewery Tour.
Okay.
And this is from 11 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Saturday. They're going to hit up a few different breweries, including On Tour Brewing, Green Star Brewery, which I don't really know Green Star.
It's not far from Wrigley, I think, if that's the one.
Yeah, so that's a new one I haven't checked out. Dovetail and Beguile. Each brewery provide one beer per guest. Guests can purchase more if they want. Then they'll have lunch from Scarfs. You just basically ride in the bus and go to these places. They have different times, like two to three different start times. And then you kind of start when you want. But unfortunately, it's sold out. So that's something to keep an eye out later. It's cool to see Chicago Reader kind of featuring some of these breweries. And You know, people love drinking on a bus.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, sounds familiar. we ran into them a couple times at Finch.
Okay.
Yeah, but theirs is like just an annual thing. Yeah, they get the huge bus too. There's like 60 people.
Okay.
Yeah, they have themselves a good old time.
Nice.
You know, yeah. So that's it for Saturday.
That's it for Saturday. I think that's quite a few. Like, if you don't have something to do on Saturday, that's your fault.
Yeah. All right, let's go into Sunday. So the good folks at Ale Man are having a beefsteak dinner. They're calling it a dinner, but it starts on Sunday at 12:30. It's a $60 ticket, and they've got a cocktail hour followed by 5 courses, man. And this is like a throwback, like, beefsteak dinner where there's no napkins, there's no forks. It's like a very primitive thing.
What?
Yeah, this is what they're going with, man. Because they're saying, like, you know, hey, this
What's a beefsteak? Just a steak? You know,
I think it's just, like, different interpretations of steak. So, it's like, course one looks like chorizo and jalapeno cheddar sausages. And then there's a lamb course, a pork course, that kind of thing. Like, they're calling it beefsteak, but it looks like actually only number 4 is the actual beefsteak. And the rest of them are just, like, meats. It's basically like a meat lunch dinner thing.
So you just pick up your sausage and eat it?
It reminds me of the Mambique things. Like, I went to a Mambique thing at El Syndicate, and then, like, you know,
yeah,
everyone brings their own meat, they're grilling it, and then, like, someone's taking a bite of this pork shoulder sandwich.
And they hand it to
you. And they're just passing it to you. And if someone yells Mambique, then the whole crowd yells Mambique. It's like a very primitive tribal kind of thing, you know?
But still, what's a beefsteak? Is it an all steak? I guess tuna steak's not beefsteak, but
tuna steak is not beefsteak.
So what's the difference between, like, a New York strip and a beefsteak?
That's a fair question.
Is a New York strip a beefsteak?
All right.
All steaks are beefsteaks, but not all beefsteaks are.
No, this is a good question. This is the Brad has concerns. All right, so beefsteak. It's a right to gluttony that wage wars on livers and politicians and gangsters. No, there's not really telling us what a beefsteak is. I think this is just their ode to meat.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what it sounds like, because there's no real description on what the actual beefsteak is. Yeah. Oh, but the reception includes a cigar and a steakhouse jerky along with your cocktail.
That's kind of a cool event.
Yeah.
What day is it again?
This is Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay. Sunday from at noon 30 to 4:30.
Noon 30.
Scafari Bakery will be there for dessert. So will Rare Earth Roasters. Have you heard of Rare Earth?
No.
Me either. They're a local roaster. Oh, and the good folks at Twisted Hippo. They will be the guest feature brewers there. Ailman, if you're not familiar, they're on the Northwest side. And, you know, maybe a few years ago when Stone and two brothers got together and they were looking for someone to do a collaboration with, they had a contest.
Yeah, the Darkman or Dayman?
Yeah, the Dayman. Dayman Coffee IPA from Ailman won that event.
Nice.
And then they followed that up with a collaboration with Beguile and Stone, a red IPA as well.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's all Sunday.
It's all Sunday. Anything else before anything Monday or before we... Before we record again next time?
nothing on Monday. Tuesday is World Champion Chicago Cubs opening day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Goose is doing what Goose does. They're partying pretty hard up at Sheffield's. It looks like they got 20 taps they're taking over there. Looks like the whole lineup from Bourbon County this year, along with you know, some of the sours, and then, of course, you know, traditionals like, you know, Honker's Ale. And some stuff from Fulton Wood.
Cool. What time does that kick off?
Looks like this kicks off opening day at noon.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Is the game, I don't know if the game's afternoon game.
Most of their games
are afternoon, though.
They're afternoon games, yeah, up there.
Cool. So check that out. Go party and drink at Sheffield's. It's going to be crazy around Wrigley this year.
Yeah.
More than usual.
Yeah. You know, it's always nuts up there. I feel like... yeah, and that used to be a New Holland event.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, the last couple of years,
Goose took it over.
Yeah.
Nice. So those are all the events for this week that we came across. If you ever have any events you want us to talk about, definitely send us a message on Twitter or Facebook. We'd love to. Sometimes stuff slips through the cracks and we just miss it.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, any beer news, anything we come across?
Not a whole lot going on in beer news. Today, however, is Chicago's 100th birthday.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Herbs and Horto, 100 years. Right on.
Cool.
And April 7th is Prohibition Day.
Yeah, so National Beer Day.
Yeah, National Beer Day. So, yeah, the only amendment in the Constitution that was overturned was the 21st Amendment that banned alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's that.
Got to celebrate the drinking. So do that April 7th. Get out there. That's Friday, so that's perfect for everyone to celebrate in style.
Yeah.
So that'll do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch. We're not recording here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter. At Chicago Beer Pass, website chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube version. We've also been doing Periscope live stream. So anyone's hanging out with that, watching it live. It basically looks like the YouTube version if you're watching that later. Yeah. Just maybe some filler and some ending that you don't get to see. but yeah, let's get out of here. Drink some more meow. So yeah, take care.
Cheers.